Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel. This hour is presented by Key Marine, who's responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
I ain't got a high-powered motor. I don't own a wakeboard. I got a 1970 Morton guitar and an outdoor carpet dance floor. I got burgers on the grill and beer on ice, and I'll probably be seeing you soon. I ain't making no waves, ain't starting no fights, just cruising in my pontoon. All I need is me and my
10:05 here at News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Happy Friday again, everyone, and happy Boat Smart time. It's time to send in your questions for our boat guru, Stefan Schmidt. Good morning, Stefan.
Good morning, and good morning, Pensacola. It looks like it's going to be a great boating weekend. It may be a little chilly at the get-go, but other than that, it should be nice. The sun's supposed to shine all weekend, from what I understand.
Yes, actually, highs in the 60s. It's actually a perfect weekend to start spring and get out.
That's for
there.
Sure.
Yes.
Yep. So get your boat ready and get out there and get the boating. That's for sure. You are listening to Boat Smart. It is a call-in show. So if you have any questions or comments, you can call us or text us at 850-437-1620. Our sponsor, Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. Key Marine is located at 5621 Bower Road here in Pensacola. The phone number, 850-492-0487. Key Marine is your Yamaha and Mercury Repower Center. Special discounting prices on Yamaha and Mercury products, so check them out. You can also go to their Facebook page and do that also. They have their specials on there. They do consignment sales. So maybe you're interested in a boat and you're not wanting to buy a new boat. You can check out their boats that they have for sale out at Key Marine. They have all kinds of contacts, people that might want to sell a boat or something. You can check them out. Give them a call, 850-492-0487. I am the Marine instructor out of George Stone Technical College. George Stone is located at 2400 Longleaf Drive here in Pensacola. You can catch them on the web at georgestonecollege.edu. That's georgestonecollege.edu. You can give them a call at 850-941-6200. I highly recommend that you go to the website rather than give them a call. If you go to the website, they have that chat feature on there. You can check them out with the chat feature, and they can get you in contact with myself or any other instructor out there. Even the Pell area, where you're interested in a VA grant or a Pell grant, they have those available, so they can talk to you about that through that chat feature. You must pre-qualify for those, and then we also have some scholarships available. So check them out at georgestonecollege.edu. I am on spring break this week, believe it or not. We've been out of school since last Thursday. I'm ready to get back over to school. I like a few days off here and there, but a week is sometimes too long for me. I'd rather get back to work and keep my students engaged. But we've been busy this week anyway without being at school. I had a student that started co-op on Monday. And for those who don't know, co-op is a time where a student can go to work and still be under the umbrella of the school. They stay enrolled in my class, but they go to work for a company, and they get hired through the same process that anyone would get hired through. The difference is I have a hand in the learning experience still, and we keep in contact with them. So my student has texted me several times this week, telling me how excited he is to have that new job and that he's doing really, really well in his co-op on the first week. And I just think it's so great that my students are get excited to go to work, to enjoy that time where they're just that's their goal, to go to work, and they're very excited about doing that. It can be stressful to go to a new place and to a new career, but it's always great to see how they perform and how good they do. And I get reports all the time from these companies that tell me how good my students are doing, either in a co-op position or a hired position.
That's awesome.
So it's great. Yep. Again, this is a call-in show, 850-437-1620. You can give us a call or a text. More than happy to help you with your boating questions. Maybe you have a question about school out at George Stone. We can help you with that also. It can be a question about any other classes out there, too. We have several programs, lots of programs that run. You can go check them out on the website, and there's all kinds of programs listed on there. Right now, I still have a waiting list for my program. Putting people in as we complete them or put them to work. So if I have a student that goes co-op, or if I have a student that completes, and goes to work, we open up another seat in the class or to however many students that we can put to work or complete them through our program. Right now, I am not anticipating anybody for the month of April coming into my class. I just don't think that's going to happen because right now I have a pretty fresh class, so I don't anticipate having an opening for April. If somebody's interested in May, I may have something coming up in May. That's a trick of the tongue there, wasn't it?
It's okay.
So words I may have some openings in May.
That's all right. Yep. I couldn't say anything. I think I've apologized six times, so don't worry about it. Thank you for making me feel better about myself.
So I do. I may have an opening coming up in May because I have some students that are going to complete in April, which will open up a seat in May. So here's the thing, though. We are getting ready, believe this or not, Jenna, we are getting ready for summer school right now. We're trying to look at our roll. We're getting ready to do our summer school session. I know it starts in June, but we're already starting to look at it and already starting to plan it for summer school. And this is a good summer school. This is not a bad summer school like I used to have to go to. Oh, this is a good summer school.
That's a good reminder.
Yeah. This helps my students continue their education through the month of June and July. And we do several weeks in the month of July and a couple weeks in June to help finish out our school year before we start the new school year in August. And summer school is a great opportunity for students to continue, because a lot of times when you get that 2 months off, you kind of get sidetracked and you're not engaged in your learning experience. And some of them may go off to the wayside, but we try to make this summer school happen. And we have to have a good role and plenty of people to do the summer school. So when I'm looking at doing that, I'm trying to get my students engaged with that part of it. So if we have openings coming up in May, people need to consider summer school, which is a change of schedule for us. We actually go daytime from 8 o'clock to 12 o'clock Monday through Thursday. So it changes my time. Instead of being nights from 2:15 until 9, I go days from 8 o'clock until noon Monday through Thursday. And that's for my students. That would be their schedule. So excited about that. I'm excited to be back in school. You realize that this has been a year now. I guess we're looking back, and we've been, last year at this time, we had all the bad news, and we were out of school, but now we've been back since July, and we've been strong, and we're putting people to work, and that's very exciting. Again, this is a call-in show, 850-437-1620 is the phone number. You can call or text, and we are more than happy to help you with those questions. So I have a question that just came in to me. It says, what is the average time it takes to complete courses and to attain certification with George Stone? Does it vary from programs, with different programs? Okay, so this is a general question, and it depends on, I can answer for my program, at 750 hours, we can put you to work through the co-op program. My program is 1,350 hours. So that equates sometimes to a year and a few months or so. Somewhere in that ballpark. I've had students complete the entire program within a year. It is self-paced, so that helps. So a student that's really engaged and is learning can actually complete my entire class within that year's time frame. But typically, it's a year and 3 months or so if you're going to complete my entire program. Now, other programs at the school have different ways of doing things. Now, our IT classes, they try to get you through every IT class that they have, which makes them more well-rounded. They start with information technology and move their way up and all the way into cybersecurity. So those classes are a little different. We also have classes such as law enforcement that run a straight shot all the way through, and aviation, which runs straight shots all the way through. Like the aviation program is a two-year program. So you take 2 years in the aviation program, and then you're able to go to work after you get your A&P license. So it varies from program to program how much time you spend. Many of the programs are all self-paced, which means the student has a real good hand on their education and what they want to learn. My students work real well as far as the self-paced portion of it. If I have students that are well engaged and are doing what they're supposed to do, they can get a job within 750 hours, which equates to about 7 months or so, and I'm putting them to work. So, yeah, it's great opportunities out there, and that's a great question. You can go to our website, and then it gives you all the hours of different programs out at Georgetown. It tells you how long they are, and you, again, you can go to that chat feature and talk to the actual instructors. They'll send you an email and talk to you and give you their contact information also. Great question. I hope I answered it. I know for my program, 750 hours, we can put you to work as long as you're doing what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
We can get you a job.
That's excellent. I mean, the fact that we live in a day and age now where this is accessible to people. And I mean, I'm just going to say, you were talking a few minutes ago about how a year ago life was completely different. You know, we were told, oh, you can't come back from spring break. Sorry. Maybe in 2 weeks, maybe another 2 weeks, maybe a couple months. And then here, you know, we live in the great state of Florida, though, where our governor worked on our behalf to get us back in to schools and be able to allow people to continue their education so we could keep our economy thriving. So that's one. I'm very thankful for that. But also, we live in a day and age where people can go and study a craft, a skill, something that they're passionate about, but they don't know where to start. And especially in this area where people, I've seen so many people with their boats on their trailers heading down towards the beach or heading out on I-10. It's the time and it's the thing that you kind of got to start thinking about. And yes, there's a little bit of a wait for your class, like you said. But what a great tool and access to have, like we have at Georgetown Technical College. It blows my mind every time I learn about them more and more. I sit and I read the book. It's back here, by the way. So when you're talking, I like look through, what else do they have? You have so many different options, not just for guys. There's girls that can get in there too. There's so many different things people can get in there and get scheduled for and just take a look around and see what maybe you're good at.
Yeah, exactly. And sometimes people get into a course and they may not be happy with the course that they chose. And sometimes it works out to a point where that student can actually go from, and I've had this happen, I had a student that was in welding class, and so welding wasn't for that student, they move over to the Marine Service class. So we have that happen at times. And same with my class. And it don't happen very often, but sometimes you get into my class and maybe Marine Service isn't for you. You can go to another class out of Georgetown and try that also. And it doesn't hurt you to do that. And also sometimes it helps you get into a class that may have a bit of a waiting list or something. If you're already enrolled, it may help you get into another class out there also. So, you know, we try to provide opportunity for people and to fit their needs. What are you wanting to do? What direction do you want to go? Where can we help you with those situations? And we do that out at Georgetown Technical College. We continue to help people to gain a skill that many people don't have and put you to work in industries that are really, really looking for people, especially the marine industry. I continue to get phone calls, and I say this every time I'm on the show, that I continue to get phone calls from all over, not just Florida and the Panhandle area, but all over the country. People call me looking for employees. And I tell you, I just can't get them out there quick enough. And we don't want to get them out there so quick that they're not great employees. We want to train them. But the problem is we just, you know, it's just me and my class, and we're just trying to get them out there successfully and training them in to a point where we can put them to work. And right now it's just to a point that I don't have anybody coming up that can do that. So, you know, it's a up and down situation. A lot of times when you look at my class and how we train and that kind of stuff, but the good thing is we have open enrollment. So when I do have places available, you don't have to wait a year. You can come in on the first Monday of the month and go and get into class and start your training process. So, you know, a lot of instructors don't like the open enrollment, and I particularly don't necessarily, I'm not necessarily in love with open enrollment and how it works, because you have students scattered throughout six different programs at different levels at different starting times. But what the benefit is, and I always like to look for the good things, okay? The benefit to me and to my students is I don't have to put 20 students to work at one time. Right. What I can do is as they complete, then I'm only looking at one to two at a time. And it gives me a little bit of breathing room where I can start planning for these particular students. If I have a student that's getting ready to complete, or they're close to their 750 in hours and they're starting to, you know, get ready to go to work, it starts giving me some time to start contacting potential employers and working with students, making sure their resumes are correct, making sure that they've got everything they need to do as far as tools and the knowledge and the experience that they're getting from the class. And it gives me an opportunity to breathe a little bit and to start working those students a few at a time into a job experience. And I tell you, I think that's what makes us successful, is because we have that opportunity. So open enrollment is great for students. It's challenging for instructors, but if you use it properly, it works really well as far as job placement is concerned. So, you know, I like it, as far as that goes. It is stressful, you know, when you have a student that's been there for a week and you have students that's been there for a month and that student's been there for 3 months. It is stressful to the instructor, but we have to make it work, and that's what we try to do, is to make it work, and it works well for us. 99% completion rate and 99% placement rate is pretty darn good for our school, and you know, as far as the Marine Service class goes, and we're happy with that, and we continue to work toward that. Again, this is a call-in show. You can call us or text us. 850-437-1620 is the phone number. I'm more than happy to take your calls and answer your questions and help you out with your boating experience. Maybe you're interested in buying a new boat and you're looking at doing that. Maybe you have an older boat and you're needing to get some maintenance done. Key Marine Center is the place to go for that, so check them out. They're more than happy to help you out and even answer questions. I can't think of a time I've called out at Key Marine at their phone number, 850-492-0487, that they haven't answered the phone. So they always answer the phone out there, and they're always willing to help. Just a great place to do business. So last week we were talking, I know I only got about 10 minutes left, but last week we were talking about who can you trust. Do you remember that conversation we were having?
Yes.
As we were ending the show last week?
Yep. It went by fast. We had a lot of questions happening.
And I want to continue to on that topic, because I think it's important that when a person purchases a boat, that they understand the maintenance part of it and how to maintain a boat. Maybe you're a brand new boat owner and you've never owned a boat before. You know, it's very difficult to understand all the things that are involved with maintaining a boat. One of the things that I would highly recommend is when you buy a boat, don't set those owner's manuals to the side. Make sure that you read your owner's manuals and start looking at that when you buy a boat. Always check for maintenance records if you're buying a used boat. Try to get as much maintenance records as you can, those kind of things. Maybe even buy a service manual for your boat, for your motor. Depending on how mechanically inclined you are, whether that service manual is going to do you a lot of good or not, but it will give you information on type of maintenance intervals and things like that, that maybe your owner's manual will not get in depth with. So that's important. Just start learning your boat as much as you can. It's so very important. And then we talked about the trust of the mechanic or the location that you're doing business with. That is so very important. This is something I do when I take a vehicle in, and it could be even for a oil change or something like that. And it's something, you know, and you say oil change, an oil change is maybe a minor service, but it's very important to know that the place that you're taking your boat or your car or your truck to do that oil change, that they understand what it means and what type of oil to use and how to do the service correctly. And a lot of times when I go to a place, I try to stay at the same place no matter what happens. If, you know, I try to stay the same business, but if I'm going to a new business, a lot of times I will ask the business owner or the service manager, how long have you been working here? If you're a service manager, or if I get an opportunity to talk to the technician, how long have you been working here? That's a great way to look at a business as far as long-term employees is concerned. Here's my thinking on that. If you have a business that has long-term employees, somebody that's been there for 10, 15 years, and they've been there for that long period of time, that tells me that that business takes care of their employees, okay? And in turn, I believe that if the business is taking care of their employees, that the employees will in turn take care of their customers. And that's kind of my rule of thumb when I do business at different places. And then once I can start considering these locations, then I'm going to try to make sure that when I do take my boat or car in for service, that I'm going to understand what type of service they're going to do on my engine. And that's where your owner's manual or service manual comes in play. If you educate yourself first, then you can ask the questions whenever you take your boat in for service. Okay. So if I understand that at 20 hours, my first service, that they are going to do the engine oil change and gear loop change and check the cables and shift and things like that just to make sure everything's working properly, then I can question them, like, okay, what are you going to do for the service? And they tell you those things, and you're like, okay, good to go. Now a year passes, I've been using my boat, and everything's great, and I'm ready to do my next service, the 100-hour service or the yearly service. I'm going to go back to that same location, and I'm going to talk to them again. Again, I'm going with some information in my head, and I understand what they're getting ready to do. So I'm going to ask them, okay, what are you going to do for this 100-hour service or yearly inspection? And they should go down a list of things that they're going to do for you. The oil change, the gear lube, the water pump, those kind of things. And you're going to kind of reference the intervals that you've studied on and compare that to what this dealership or this place, this location is going to do for you. And you compare those two. And that way you can kind of have a good educated guess on what they're going to do for you, about how much it's going to cost, and what type of maintenance should be required. I always recommend a 100-hour inspection or yearly inspection for brand new boats. Okay. Some of the service literature will tell you 2 years. They'll give you a time frame of 2 years down the road to do certain things like a water pump change. Okay.
Right.
But I always recommend doing it the first year, because that way you get a good idea of how badly or how good you have managed to keep your water pump impeller in those kind of areas. So you can get an idea on whether I need to do this maintenance every year or every other year. And then especially in the saltwater application that we have down here in Florida, it's always a good opportunity to make sure that these dealerships are taking in lubing the bolts with anti-seize grease, that type of thing, or a good marine grease, to make sure that next year things will come apart because the corrosion is such a major factor in our area. So these are just some tips that I'm giving out as far as maintenance is concerned. Try to find a location that that you are happy with, somebody that you trust, and continue to educate yourself on your maintenance. Continue to educate yourself on what needs to be done on your boat, your motor, your trailer, on a yearly or bi-yearly basis, and that will help you to maintain your boat for long periods of time. Believe me, I've seen engines that have good maintenance schedules on them, and the problem sometimes 2 years down the road, you start having some issues because the location you were taking it to wasn't doing the actual services that you thought were being done or should have been done. Maybe you weren't aware of it.
Oh, wow.
And if those services aren't done, they end up with problems. And a minor thing such as a zinc anode in a block that is very inexpensive to replace can cost thousands of dollars in repairs if you have an issue with corrosion building up behind those zincs. So a lot goes into it. So, you know, the main thing is to educate yourself and to be happy and trust the place that you're taking your engine, your boat motor to. Get service, and that way you'll be happy with a long-term relationship with those companies. You know, that's why I like Key Marine. Those guys, you know, you can request a technician at Key Marine, the same technician that's been working on your boat. They can continue to work on your boat all the time. They're familiar with it, and that's a good thing to have the same person work on your boat continually. Here we go again. It's all the way down to 10:29, so I'm right to that point. When are we going to do that five-hour show? Is that coming up?
Get you an hour special.
Hour show.
We can help you with that, though.
We need to work on that hour show. Again, let me thank my listeners for tuning in this week. That was a great question that we got today. I want to thank my sponsor, Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. Key Marine is located at 5621 Bower Road. you can go out there and see them, or you can give them a call at 850-492-0487. We'll be back next week. I hopefully have some good stories as we get into our getting ready to start our summer school with George Stone. We're working toward that, and we're working toward getting people to work, and we're going to talk about all that next week. So thanks for listening, and appreciate you tuning in.